Did you ever lose? Nobody likes losing. Winning's the fun thing. Everybody wants to be a winner. But losing, man, that's awful. So why would you ever do something that would purposely cause you to lose or set you up to lose? Let's discuss it right here on the Corner of Truth and Life. Hello and welcome to the Corner of Truth and Life. This is Ira Hall, and we're talking about losing. And that just even right there, it doesn't sound like fun. Losing is just no fun. Why would anyone like losing? I mean, just the word. I mean, you can just call someone that loser. And our current president, really, you know, he talked when he was running for us to vote for him. He said, you know, we're going to win. I'm a winner, and you're going to get tired of winning, that it's time for America to quit losing. And he continues to, as he, you know, engages in trade and in immigration, all that, he oftentimes frames his issues in terms of winning and losing. America's been being taken advantage of. We're losing. We need to win. And, well, why not? That's an exciting thing. We want to be able to win. And we don't want to lose. And so that's very motivating to win. You know, the old speech, I go out there and win one for the Gipper, if you're of a certain age, that makes sense. Winning is important, and you think about, you know, every year with the sports teams. Growing up, I heard a speaker once when I was probably a young adult, and he was talking about how New England seemed to have emotional issues. A lot of people depressed, and he goes, I didn't understand why so many in New England seemed to struggle with emotional issues till I get up here. He goes, and then talking to people, and I would say, oh, how long have you felt this way? And they'd all say, since we lost the pennant. And he goes, oh, it's because of your sports team. Because we were in a place where none of our sports teams were doing particularly good, especially, you know, the Red Sox, the whole curse. We were just kind of used to not winning. And so then, you know, of course, now we got the Patriots, who have won an amazing amount of Super Bowls. We've got the Red Sox, who have repeatedly won the World Series. We've got the Celtics, who have won the NBA championship, and the Bruins, who have done well in hockey. We've done well. But let's talk a different aspect of losing, because it's one thing to sometimes know that you're going to lose. It's another thing to lose intentionally. We tend to have very little respect for losing intentionally. I mean, when someone throws a game, that's detestable. That's awful. And if someone just can't win, well, then that must be something wrong with you. I mean, we look down on losing, and we hate losing, and we don't embrace losing, and we try to avoid losing wherever possible. And so to enter into something where you know you're going to lose, well, that's just stupid, right? But now, let's consider an area where many of us may find that, well, but we've done that. And I don't mean that you bought a lottery ticket and you knew you probably wouldn't win. I don't mean that. But let's talk about love. Because really loving someone, really loving them, I don't mean being in lust with them, just wanting them, but really loving someone really requires you to lose. It requires you to give things up. I mean, if you're in a relationship with a spouse, and you think you're supposed to win every argument, that's not going to go well for you. It's just not. If every conflict you always have to win, that your relationship's in trouble. I mean, for one thing, you're probably sometimes you're in the wrong. But sometimes it's not a matter of somebody being right and someone being wrong. It just means that you have two different people with two different wants, and if one person, their wants always dominate the other person's wants, then that's just, that doesn't work. I remember early on in our marriage, my wife, her college roommate was going to get married down in Pennsylvania. And it was not at a convenient time. It was near when we do camp. Not during camp, but near it. And so she had told her roommate, I don't think I'm going to be able to make it. And of course, she would have been in the wedding if she could go. But she knew that I wouldn't want to go. And she knew that it would not be at a good time for me. And so rather than get her hopes up or to, you know, make me uncomfortable, she just told her roommate, probably not. Before she'd even talked to me. And then she said to me, now, my friend's wedding is at this time. You probably don't want to go, do you? That's how she laid it up for me. Kind of golden platter, you know? Or silver platter, as they say. You probably don't want to go. I said, you're right, I don't. However, don't you think we should go? And I remember she said, well, I don't want you to go if you don't want to. And I said, well, that's kind of ridiculous, isn't it? I said, because sometimes you got to go to stuff that I've got that you may not want to, but you do just to support me, right? She goes, well, yeah. I said, so why shouldn't that apply to me too? I don't have to want to go for us to go. And we went, and she was in her friend's wedding. But I had to give up. I had to lose that weekend. I had to, instead of stay home and get all the things done I needed to do, I had to drive to Pennsylvania and hang out with people I didn't know. Spend a lot of time kind of by myself and reading, which was not the end of the world. I kind of like being by myself and reading, so that, you know, that wasn't painful. But the point is that's part of our relationship, is I have to be able to lose. And then we had kids, and my goodness, you're going to lose a ton with kids. I mean, just having a baby, you're going to lose sleep. And you lose the right to just sit in the bathroom without someone banging on the door. Meals are less quiet. The house is less clean. Things that I set down somewhere disappear because somebody else messed with them. My bank account looks different with four children. Yeah, I don't know where that money went. Yeah, I do. Loving my family is a constant exercise in losing. And then, if that's not bad enough, there's more. Because when it comes to loving people, sometimes when you love people, whether it's a spouse or kids or neighbors or coworkers or anyone, if you have other people in your life, they are going to sometimes treat you wrongly. They're going to do the wrong thing. And now if you want to continue to love them, you're going to have to forgive them. Oh, and forgiveness is oftentimes very expensive. I mean, it may not take money out of your wallet, though sometimes it can. But forgiving people means you're losing out on your anger. You might have to lose out on some of your hurt. And sometimes that's more important to us than our money. We don't want to give up. We don't lose. And especially to forgive someone who is under sorry. Like maybe they just don't appreciate how much they've hurt you. And maybe they can't get it. Maybe they're too selfish to get it, too immature to get it. And so if you're going to continue a relationship with them, or they just don't think they're wrong, even though they are. And so if you're going to continue a relationship with them, you're just going to have to let it go. And that's going to hurt. It feels like losing. Because you didn't win. You didn't come out on top. So, depending on when you're listening to this podcast, if you're on the radio this morning, but this is the episode that we are recording for Palm Sunday. And if you're listening live, it's Palm Sunday morning. And here's Jesus riding into Jerusalem on a donkey, and the crowds are going wild. And it seems like a cool moment, except the whole reason he's coming in, and he's told his disciples this again and again, but they're a little slow on the uptake, is he's coming in to die. He is arriving for his execution. And as he rides through the streets and the crowds climb out, cry out, Hosanna, Hosanna. It's some of these possibly same people, and he knows this, who in 3 days will be screaming at the top of their lungs, Crucify him, crucify him. He's going to lose a lot. He's going to lose everything. And yet here he is, riding in, intentionally. At the end of the week, I said 3 days, but it's the end of the week, he will wait in the garden, knowing they're coming for him. He'll spend the night praying and getting himself ready to go through with it. But when one of his buddies, one of his best friends, Peter, pulls out a sword and tries to fight off the arrest, he'll tell Peter, stop, Peter, put the sword away, dude. He'll say, don't you think I could stop this if I wanted to? But that's not how this has to play out. I gotta go, man. I mean, he could have even just delayed it, made himself harder to find. Just don't be in the garden. Go hide out. Make him find you. But he embraced losing. And that messes with us. Especially if I'm supposed to be like Jesus. I don't want to lose. And I would have a hard time walking into the midst of my enemies, knowing that they're out to get me, and just going to them. I mean, if I've got enemies, if they're going to win, at least I'm going to make them pay for it. At least I'm going to make it hard for them. And yet Jesus embraces losing, and then he teaches on that. He who finds his life will lose it, but he who loses his life for my sake shall find life eternal. The last shall be first, and the first shall be last. And that really messes with our thing. That messes with how we look at life, what we value, what we want. Well, it's because our kingdom is all about us, and God's kingdom is about others. So think about that today, and if you celebrate Palm Sunday as you think about Easter, are you willing to lose? Thank you for listening to the Corner of Truth and Life. This has been a broadcast of the Beans Corner Baptist Church, located at the corner of 133 and 156 in North J. We would welcome you to join us each Sunday morning at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. for a service of music and challenge. If you would like to get more information on the church, listen to this show, past shows, or other messages, please visit us on the web at beanscorner.org or find us on Facebook. Thank you for listening, and we remind you to seek truth. This is Pastor Ira Hall. Have a great day.